James Comey tomorrow.
Oh, get tough, boys.
Yeah, what do you want? If you were on that committee, what would you ask him? We want to know. It's 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Iran's state-run news agency says two security guards have been killed and more than 30 people wounded in attacks on the Iranian parliament building and the shrine of Ayatollah Khomeini. ISIS is claiming responsibility. Attackers armed with Kalashnikov rifles stormed Iran's parliament building as one of the attackers blew himself up. Then another group of attackers, including a second suicide bomber, struck that Khomeini shrine. Attention focuses on Capitol Hill this week as the Senate Intelligence Committee prepares for 2 days of testimony on the Russia investigation. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats will be among those the panel will hear from today.
Coats is one of four top intelligence officials set to face a grilling today over their encounters with President Trump, including Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who will answer questions publicly for the first time about the circumstances surrounding the letter he wrote recommending Comey's firing.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. As Montgomery County police continue their hunt for suspects in the murders of two high school seniors on Monday night, a neighbor who lives near the scene of the shooting has given police a chilling audio recording captured by his home security system. It's the sounds of the gunfire. Neighbor Gordon Guype says he initially thought he was hearing firecrackers, but he knew it was gunshots when he saw the police arriving on his street. Maryland State Police say the young woman who caused a fatal accident a couple of weeks ago by driving the wrong way on Route 50 outside Annapolis had no drugs or alcohol in her system. 22-year-old Laura Murphy was one of the two people killed in the crash. Her 14-month-old son was seriously injured. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. A Prince George's County mother who admitted to suffocating her two kids will be sentenced today.
Sonia Spoon pleaded guilty earlier this year to two counts of second-degree murder for taping plastic bags over the heads of her 3-year-old daughter Kayla and year-old son Aiden back in 2014. Prior to that, authorities say Spoon threatened to harm herself and her kids and had spent time in a mental health facility. Today, Spoon will be sentenced to 70 years, but due to the plea deal, will serve about 35 to 45 years. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Fairfax County firefighter was injured early this morning while helping contain a townhouse fire in Reston. Officials say he fell through the floor of the building. His injuries are not life-threatening. A D.C. council member wants to retitle D.C.'s elected officials to better reflect the roles they play in running the city that is also, in effect, a county and a state. David Grosso's proposal would rename the mayor the governor, and the city council would become the legislature. The Justice Department will no longer allow big companies and banks to settle cases by donating to outside organizations. In a memo early today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he's ending that obscure practice that allowed companies to meet some of their settlement burdens by giving money to groups that were neither victims nor parties to the case. Conservatives have argued that donations were often going to Democratic advocacy groups and liberal causes. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,138, the Nasdaq at 62.75. Sports, another win for the Nets. In L.A., the Orioles eke out a walk-off win over the Pirates. WNBA, the Mystics win again. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
But just, boom.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Chris Plant.
Kicking some butt, taking names, and telling the truth.
On Washington's Mall. WMAL.
No kidding.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Chris Plant here. You've heard me rave about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now, due to your overwhelming response, he's extended this special offer. For the first 25 callers, Dr. Miles is offering a free exam and free x-rays so you can get your mouth back in great health. That's right. Absolutely free. Find out what outstanding dental care is like and make up for years of dental neglect. All your dental problems can be fixed in just one or two visits, while you relax through it all with sedation. You sleep through the appointment with virtually no memory of it. Your health begins with a healthy mouth. So avoid emergencies, pain, and infection, and commit to looking and feeling great again. Call now and take advantage of this amazing offer for a free exam and free x-rays, regularly $375, and get your dental health back. You deserve it. Call Dr. Miles at 703-925-0800 or at smilesbymiles.com. That's MYLES.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes and light engine repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Camp Springs area over near Joint Base Andrews. Still ongoing road repairs from the water main break. Allentown Road between Branch Avenue and Oth Road. Just have the single lane getting by each direction. Again, as repairs are being done there, so just factor that in. To the Wilson Bridge we go, and back near St. Barnabas Road. It's just been about the stop and go there. We've been incident free. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, leaving Springfield, however, on the outer loop of the Beltway. Accident activity reported outer loop after Van Doren. So again, in that stretch, starting to see some unusual backups as you come off of I-95. So keep alert. Inner loop side through Annandale slows past Little River Turnpike. In that stretch, crash was reported. Nothing to report on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. 270, nothing to report there either. Just through Urbana, Hyattstown slowing. And now, as you head through Rockville, Old Georgetown Road just inside the Beltway at Beach. That's where we had accident activity, just a brief delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of dry weather now, just a sprinkle of rain shower early today, and then we'll cool off a bit, at least briefly, one day, today, then start a warm-up. 70 this afternoon and mainly cloudy. We'll start to break up the cloud party tonight, 56 outside the Beltway cooler. A few clouds, 75 tomorrow. Friday, clouds and sunshine, low 80s. 90s are coming back over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Alexandria, 60 in Bethesda, 63 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
Good morning, 7:07 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05, Corey Stewart, the gubernatorial candidate, running in the Republican primary in Virginia. We'll see if he can't turn this thing around. The poll numbers say that he's not necessarily going to win it, but there's a chance. And so that's happening soon, and we'll talk to Corey at 8:05. My name's Vince Colonnaise. I'm sitting alongside Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
And good morning. You know, there's a thing going on Thursday. I don't know if you've heard about it.
Tell me about this. What is this thing?
Testimony? I don't know, and there's really no interest in it whatsoever. But despite that, we're still going to talk to Kevin Daly, who is the legal affairs reporter for the Daily Caller, from whom I do believe the Daily Caller got its name. Just saying. Kevin Daly.
That's right.
Kevin Daly, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning, Mary. I'm great. Good morning, Vince. I'm happy to take credit for the Daily Caller's name.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should definitely run with that.
I always give him credit.
He can never leave there. He has to work there forever and ever.
No, that's our franchise tag. The Kevin Daly stays at the Daily Caller.
He's your Kirk Cousins. So, Kevin, there's something going on Thursday. Apparently, James Comey is giving some kind of testimony, and D.C. is losing its mind over this. We've got all the major networks are going to be broadcasting it live. Fox News is going to be broadcasting it without commercial interruption. We've got Savannah Guthrie, Matt Lauer, Lester Holt, Chuck Todd, George Stephanopoulos, all lined up to broadcast this. What's going on?
Yeah, it's probably the largest day of the Trump presidency thus far. And I think that the hearing will be primarily driven by the president's conduct with respect to the ongoing investigation into Russian interference in the election. There's a fairly large universe of allegations that have been made in the press by people close to former FBI Director James Comey, and how the examination of those allegations and what exactly Comey has to say about those allegations will drive rather a lot in terms of the trajectory of this investigation.
You know,
if the former director says that The president asked him to close his investigation into Russian interference, and specifically his investigation into his former national security advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. That could be politically devastating to the president, even if the former director stopped short of saying that the president attempted to obstruct justice.
You know, so much of the press accounts have certainly been driving it, and there's definitely questions, I think, that the Trump administration has to answer for, and James Comey is useful for that. But I think there's a worry among people who support President Trump, and especially people who realize that so far none of the leaks have led to any actual evidence of Russian collusion by the president or people within his orbit, that there is a concern that Republicans won't be tough enough on James Comey for his own failings. Why is it that he voiced, for instance, the details of ongoing investigations in certain cases, but not say in whether or not the FBI was investigating leaks coming out of the government? Do you think that James Comey will find that he has to answer for his own credibility at all tomorrow?
We'll see. There are a couple of Russia hawks on the committee. One thinks of Marco Rubio and Tom Cotton among the Republicans, for example, who I think would be a little deferential with the director. But it's certainly true that the director's limitless belief in his own capacities and his own integrity has compromised the integrity of FBI investigations. But I don't know that there's anybody on the committee who's willing to ask him questions about that.
Also, this challenging him on why, if he took down a February, just to kind of reiterate the timeline, I think it was February 13th that Mike Flynn was fired. February 14th, you have a meeting with the president and James Comey in private. During that meeting, the president supposedly says, "I hope you can see your way clear on the Mike Flynn investigation." James Comey writes that down into a memo and then doesn't pull every single fire alarm in the Justice Department in response. I'd like to know, if this was a big deal, why did James Comey sit on it the way he did? And will he have to answer for that?
Yeah, I quite agree. And I would also add to that the scope of the answers that Director Comey gives is going to be important. Director Comey already met with Special Prosecutor Bob Mueller the Special Counsel, cleared him to appear before the Senate Intelligence Committee. Now, if the former director gives very narrow answers to questions and tries to evade questions that he is asked by the committee, it will probably indicate that the special counsel is intensely interested in those topics, has asked Comey not to publicly discuss those topics, and that Comey has probably given important information to the special counsel about those topics that Mueller asked him not to disclose. If Comey is a little more forthright, if he's not evasive, then that could be a very good sign for the Trump administration. That could be a sign that he met with the special counsel and that the special counsel determined that Comey doesn't really have any more information that is really relevant to the investigation.
Vince touched on the memos, and that's what started this whole thing. We know that no one still to this day, no one has seen this memo. And it brings into mind, well, if you've written these memos, what about memos from the Loretta Lynch meeting? What about all these other memos? And we know that they have asked for these memos as well. Do you think we'll hear any questioning about that?
Absolutely, we will. But whether or not those memos are ever publicly disclosed, I think is still a mystery. And bear in mind that a subpoena to turn over this memo could turn into a wide-ranging tool by which the committee and other members of Congress could investigate other, or obtain at least, other sensitive documents produced by the Trump administration and in the late years of the Obama administration. So I think that if that memo ever does become public or ever is turned over to the committee, we might hear more conversations about executive privilege.
You know, a lot
of the White House might block those documents from reaching Congress.
A lot has been made about the fact that this is a public hearing, and that's to be distinct from a classified one, that he could have given a classified briefing to members of the Senate Intelligence Committee, opted instead to go public. And there's a fear, I think, among, again, Trump supporters who view that this is just an opportunity for James Comey to grandstand, because anything useful that he could share should be shared in a classified environment, no?
I completely agree with that. It's hard to rebut that. And the director sort of does have a history of appearing before congressional committees, offering some platitudinous banality about integrity and refusing to substantively answer questions.
So what are we going to see on Thursday? We started out this conversation. This big, huge brouhaha is being made by the left. They're salivating. They are just chomping at the bit here. This is we're going to get something here. We're going to impeach Trump. I just think that knowing what we know, it's going to be, as Hillary likes to say, a big nothing burger.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what the director is or perhaps legally could tell us that we don't already know, especially because there have been some contradictory signals coming from the Comey camp about what exactly he's going to say. I don't really know what additional light Comey can add onto this fact posture that we don't already know, because people close to him have been, you know, leaking with reckless abandon to the press. I'm not sure what secrets are left at this
especially
point.
Especially because we heard yesterday from ABC, Comey will stop short of saying Trump obstructed justice, which seems to be
the only point of mystery, the only point of tension, and now we know what he's going to say.
Supposedly. We'll find out if it's true or fake news. Thank you, Kevin Daly.
Great to be with you, Ben.
Thanks, Kevin. It is 7:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading out of the Wheaton area on Georgia Avenue, coming southbound prior to the Beltway. You come up to Dennis Avenue. That's where crews are responding to an incident, so definitely seeing some of that volume on the increase there. On the top side of the Beltway, we had been doing so well. With the volume from 95 to George Avenue now in the backups, we have a crash reported between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard, right over Northwest Branch. Heading into town, though, Southeast Southwest Freeway, just a little bit of volume, especially on the westbound side past the 3rd Street Tunnel. 395 off the Beltway to Landmark slowing, a brief delay at the 14th Street Bridge for now. Heading north on 210, pushing past Palmer Road and heading up toward Livingston Road to the Beltway. It's just been about the stop and go. Again, we're still dealing with a closure, or at least half of the roadway closed, with repairs on Allentown Road between Branch Avenue and Off Road. So single lane gets by in each direction using the eastbound side due to an earlier water main break. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, we're going to start out with some showers possible, then cloudy this afternoon with highs around 70. Chance of rain about 40% tonight. Partly cloudy skies, lows 56. Tomorrow, again, partly cloudy skies with a high near 75. It's a little warmer. Friday, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the low 80s. Currently in our nation's capital, we are still at 62 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It is 7:17 on WMAL. We were just discussing the upcoming testimony of James Comey tomorrow, and there are restaurants opening early in the district. There are bars opening early. They're going to have big viewing parties. They're trotting out. The major networks are trotting out. Savannah Guthrie, Chuck Todd, George Stephanopoulos, all of them, because this is going to be big.
Yes, their Watergate hearings.
What questions would you like to see the committee ask of James Comey tomorrow? What do you want to know? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
I'll tell you one thing. I want to see if the Republicans are going to have huevos.
Like, huevos.
Are they going to go out there and challenge Comey? Like, who's the suspect here? Who's the person that needs to have tough questions directed at them? My preference is everyone in government. In this case, specifically, James Comey and President Trump, for sure. Ask tough questions. Interrogate. Get to the truth. That's what these things are supposed to be, even though they're often just political posturing, supporting your party or whatever. But in this case, we're not hearing a lot from Republicans suggesting that they're going to be out there to support President Trump. The questions tomorrow, by and large, the expectation is that they won't be, the typical way we hear partisans handle questioning in front of Congress. We had Roy Blunt already this week. He's the Missouri Republican senator who said, "Look, they just want to get to the bottom of this." They were talking about executive order. He said, "I think the president's better served by getting all of this information out sooner rather than later." Executive privilege, I mean. And you don't do that by invoking executive privilege on a conversation you had apparently with nobody else in the room, and that tonally suggests to me that this is going to be a cross-examination almost entirely from both sides of the aisle of whether or not Trump committed wrongdoing. Rather than getting into the questions of James Comey's credibility and decision-making process and why he ticks memos down, doesn't move them to the level of calling it obstruction of justice. I mean, what is really going on inside Comey's head, setting aside the issues that Trump may have created for himself?
And do you have faith that the Republicans are going to get to the bottom of anything? I think that's another question we need to ask, because I would love to see these questions asked. We've got some people we're going to talk to here, but I just don't trust the Republicans to have the huevos, which means eggs. I'm not quite sure why we want them to have eggs. but I just don't trust them to have what they need to do to get to the bottom of this. I think there's going to be obstruction. I think that you're going to see, not necessarily tomorrow, but as we go on, you're going to see a lot of people taking the Fifth. I think you're going to see a lot of subpoenas ignored, and it's going to be dragged out and dragged out and dragged out till after the midterms, and then they're in the clear.
Seems like a good way to get the Trump agenda passed with all that happening.
Yeah, exactly. Andy in Gainesville, good morning. Andy, your morning's on the mall. What would you like to hear them ask tomorrow?
Good morning, Sam. Actually, the question that I posed to the call screener was that I'd like to know exactly what the conversation was between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch.
Me too.
But I also want him to explain to me how you can be extremely careless yet not grossly negligent at the same time.
That's a really good question.
Without even Googling the synonyms, I feel like those two alternatives would show up together.
Pretty close to each other, I would say.
So far, listen, we all want to know the conversation between Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton, but I love the second question.
Yeah.
I think that's a fantastic question. Grossly negligent, but not, what was it?
And this nonsense about ignorance of the law is somehow an excuse of sharing classified information incorrectly. How exactly? And by the way, in what world can you make the case that the Secretary of State, someone who's fully baked her life into government for so many decades, doesn't understand classified information and how to handle it? That is a ridiculous way to approach this case.
Agree. John in Fredericksburg, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. John, what would you ask?
Yeah, good morning. I've asked Director Comey, was it your belief that Hillary Clinton was going to win the election, and was it your belief that Loretta Lynch, whatever you recommended, was not going to sit a grand jury? And if so, were you simply trying to save your job, Director Comey?
Do you honestly think he's going to answer that question truthfully, or are you just trying to save your job? Do you think he'd answer that truthfully?
I think he's given us an indicator on that. He said he felt nauseous to think that he changed the outcome of the election. And we heard some reports that the current president of the United States, Trump, was upset to hear that James Comey was nauseous at the idea that he might have gotten President Trump elected. Who knows what Comey's political loyalties are? It seems Joe DiGenova always tells us his political loyalties are to himself. But ultimately, yeah, I think he may be under the impression that he led to the election of Donald Trump.
Yeah, Lee in Alexandria, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Wall. Lee, hi.
Morning, Meg. Morning, Vince. Another great show, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. So what would you like to hear asked?
Yes, I'd like to ask Director Comey, what did he have on Loretta Lynch where she allowed him to have the press conference? And two, how is he one of the few people investigating Hillary Clinton who thought she was innocent?
Yeah, I mean, he put a pretty good case in front of the American public and said no reasonable prosecutor would pursue it. What? I mean, that, and by the way, a lot of reasonable prosecutors responded and said, actually, yeah, I would pursue that. But I think that's great. And the question of Loretta Lynch, what did he have on Lynch? Look, remember when he gave that press conference, he said out loud, he's like, nobody knows I'm giving this press conference. I told them not what I was going to say. I didn't tell anyone. Is that true? I hope so. But certainly it's led people to have questions on whether this was a political decision.
Yeah, and just very quickly here, Dennis in Fairfax wants to look into evidence of the Clinton Foundation working with Russia, a whole different line of questioning. If we're investigating Russia, I think that's a fantastic question to ask there. Dennis, sorry we didn't have time to get to you to have you say that on the air yourself, but it's a great question. 723 on WMAL.
Looking for a home improvement company in Northern Virginia that you can trust? This is Chris Plant. I recommend Roofing and More for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
This Congress Today report is brought to you by United Health Group. The FBI's Russia probe has been a major distraction on Capitol Hill as the Trump administration struggles to get something accomplished before summer recess. White House Legislative Director Mark Short told reporters this week the president will use whatever leverage he has this fall to push his priorities through Congress. Those include health care, border security, and rebuilding the military. Does that leverage include a government shutdown? Short says all options are on the table. I'm John Matthews.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes, ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits, working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality, and providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Heading in on New York Avenue, two problems. First, as you're coming off of 50 in the BW Parkway at First Street on New York Avenue, crash in the left lane. And then once you get through there and through the light of Bladensburg Road, next problem will be the broken down car inbound New York Avenue. It's reported just before you get to Florida Avenue. So a little bit of an obstacle to get through there this morning. Hang with it. Onto the Wilson Bridge, we go in delays now before St. Barnabas Road, heading north on 295 from the Beltway toward the Naval Research Lab. 395, not much of the sun glare this morning, but the delays as you come out of Springfield toward King Street. We're okay through Shirlington, but then from Boundary Channel over the 14th Street Bridge with the heavy volume. Still with repairs on Pleasant Valley Road, south of Braddock Road. Accident brought down low-hanging wires, so they have Pleasant Valley Road closed in each direction at that point. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a terrible hump day. A lot of clouds around. Temperatures are going to cool off a bit now. A shower or a sprinkle of rain, certainly no significant rainfall. Clouds should win this one. 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 727 on WMAL.
Should liberal cities like Charlottesville and Richmond be allowed to destroy historical monuments honoring Confederate soldiers like Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Ed Gillespie says that's okay. Gillespie told the Washington Post he opposes a law protecting these monuments. That's no surprise. It's part of a pattern with Gillespie. Gillespie lobbied for a legal alien amnesty and said he would veto a ban on late-term abortions. Ed Gillespie is a K Street insider lobbyist who stands for nothing, lost to Mark Warner 3 years ago, and will lose again in November. The conservative choice? Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. A solid record. More jobs. Stable taxes. Stand up to illegal immigration. Fight political correctness. Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
I'm Corey Stewart, and I approve this ad.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvé at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
Clients in Chicago, but you're based in LA? With GoToMeeting, you can meet like you're there even when you're miles apart. GoToMeeting's one-click access, HD live webcam, and screen sharing capabilities will help you meet with success no matter where you are. Start free at GoToMeeting.com.
Coming up on WMAL, well, Nancy Pelosi has been making the talk show rounds and straying from her usual craziness. Nancy Pelosi may be becoming the voice of reason in the Democrat Party, and also some new technology may help you out. It's 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Iranian state media say the parliament siege is now over. The four attackers have all been killed. Iran state TV says the attackers stormed the parliament building during a legislative session. 12 people were killed, more than 30 wounded. ISIS has claimed responsibility. The nation's top intelligence chiefs will be grilled by senators about Russia and their interactions with President Trump in 2 days of testimony that begin today.
The Senate Intelligence Committee is gearing up for what's expected to be a riveting 2 days of testimony. It begins today with top intelligence officials testifying, and of course tomorrow with fired FBI Director James Comey. Now, today's hearing is actually scheduled to focus on the reauthorization of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. However, CNN has learned that senators plan to delve in much more deeply to President Trump's controversies and, of course, the Russia probe.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider, and you can hear tomorrow's James Comey testimony live at WMAL.com. It'll be day three of testimony today at the Bill Cosby trial after a day of graphic and emotional testimony yesterday from Andrea Constand, the woman accusing Cosby of sexually assaulting her.
She stood up, her legs were rubbery, she couldn't walk. He helped her to a sofa, he laid her on her left side. She said at that point she went out of consciousness. She doesn't remember anything else, but she doesn't know how long after, but she was jolted. She woke up and she said she was being sexually assaulted. She witnessed it. She saw it.
Correspondent Jean Casares. Montgomery County police are still saying little about the shooting deaths of two high school seniors Monday night in Montgomery Village. Police Captain Paul Stark says, though, the detectives are working around the clock on the case. No arrests have been made yet. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,138. The Nasdaq at 62.75. Sports, Max Scherzer dominates as the Nats beat the Dodgers. The O's get a walk-off win over the Pirates. WNBA, the Mystics win their fifth in a row. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Your yard has lots of potential, and Cub Cadet can help unlock it with the industry's strongest lineup of zero-turn riding mowers. Available with four-wheel steering or lap bar control to deliver the Cub Cadet signature cut every time. This is Strongsville, where lawns come to life. And it all starts with your independent dealer, where right now, during Cub Cadet Days, exceptional financing offers are available. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your independent dealer and take an award-winning zero-turn mower for a test drive today.
Offer subject to credit approval. Some restrictions apply. See store associate for details.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Fairfax and Leesburg on Tuesday, June 13th, Bethesda and Alexandria on Wednesday, June 14th, all at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestellman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's quality education.
UMUC's need and merit-based scholarships can help you afford your degree. Talk to a UMUC advisor to explore the more than 100 scholarships UMUC offers, including the new summer term scholarship. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
If you have arthritis pain in a hip or knee, you may qualify for a local clinical research study enrolling now. Call 888-885-1551 or visit myclinicaltrial.com/MC to learn more. Qualified volunteers may receive an investigational study medication for arthritis pain or placebo for up to 56 weeks and reimbursement for travel. If you suffer from arthritis pain in your hip or knee, call 888-885-1551 or visit myclinicaltrial.com/MC.
Step up to higher rates with a John Marshall Bank 2, 3, and 4-year step-up CD. To learn more, go to johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, College Park from 95 Outer Loop and around toward George Avenue. Have the volume. Also, crews tell me they have the broken down on the shoulder as you approach Colesville Road. But even on the shoulder, that could still be dangerous. So be very careful there. Coming out of Wheaton, southbound George Avenue down to Dennis Avenue. Heavier than normal. Inner Loop into Bethesda. Slowing. Now as you come off the 270 spur toward River Road with the delay. Now, Virginia, a couple of items. First, we'll begin on Pleasant Valley Road, south of Braddock Road, still at last check. They had that closed each direction due to an accident that brought down some low-hanging wires. Nothing now on the way north on 95 and Lorton, earlier accident history. So overall, Dale City toward the Occoquan and now Springfield to each loop of the Beltway, outer loop past Van Dorn, we had the incident, and Maryland, outer loop past Largo, 214 Central Avenue and 50, just a heavy delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy doesn't mean zero sunshine, but I don't think much as we move through today. And might even be a sprinkle of rain around. A rain shower is possible, mainly early and cooler, 70 degrees. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Arlington, 60 in Silver Spring, 63 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by John Marshall Bank. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. 736 on WMAL. 737, excuse me, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Joining us at 8:05 is Corey Stewart. You know his name. He is a Republican gubernatorial candidate, one of several, for the governorship of Virginia. We'll get a preview of the upcoming Virginia primaries from him. I'm Mary Walter, and right here is Vince Colanese.
Good morning. So, you occasionally hear from a woman by the name of Miss Maxine Waters, Representative Maxine Waters, who's been pushing hard for Trump to be impeached. For what reason? Well, it's not precisely clear, but she definitely wants him impeached. Here's an interaction that the congresswoman had with a reporter by the name of Michael Tracy of the Young Turks. Let me just point out something. The Young Turks is a liberal YouTube channel. These are liberal reporters dealing with Maxine Waters. Listen to this.
When you say Russia's not our friend, was Obama mistaken to forge military cooperation with Russia in Syria and to try to get a START treaty?
Look, you and I have a different agenda, young man. I'm out to impeach this president. Get that straight. I'm out to impeach the president. I'm not going to be diverted by people who are Obama haters.
You think...
Woo! There you go.
Go back to
you! There you go.
Okay, there you go.
So that's,
she pushed me aside.
Yeah, so you heard Michael Tracy at the end there saying, she pushed me aside at the end. She didn't shove him hard or anything, but she shoved his arm out of the way and she pushed on. She's like, I'm out to impeach this president. Get that straight. That's Maxine Waters' goal.
And the cheering crowd in the back room vote in the background there. So
yeah, look, she has a,
just remember, they vote people.
She's a built an audience walking behind her. Maxine Waters, here's another one of her talking to a Trump voter who had some questions about, why aren't you responding to my constituent calls?
He said
I go back to...
What grown man talks like that?
I go back to President Clinton.
I don't care about Clinton.
Well, of course
I care about this.
Of course
listen, I'm going to work every day until I get him impeached.
Well, that's nice. All right, so Maxine Waters out to impeach the president. Now, a lot of other Democrats are facing this question when they go back home to their districts. Their constituents, especially their liberal ones, are, when are you going to impeach the president? When are you going to do it? When's it coming? Come on now. Impeach President Trump. Well, President Trump has an unlikely ally here, which is to say one person's holding her fire. Somebody who you might not expect. Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi has been very careful on this question. Nothing like Maxine Waters. And that might tell you something. Let's listen to Nancy Pelosi on The View. She's confronted by Joy Behar the other day about Comey and impeachment. Hear this.
FBI Director Comey is about to testify publicly to the Senate Investigation Committee, and he's expected to say that basically Trump pressured him to end his investigation into Russia, which sounds like obstruction of justice. Is this a serious bombshell, and is it grounds for impeachment?
You knew she'd get to that word, huh?
She's hopeful. Go ahead.
When that word comes up, I always say to my colleagues in the Congress and my constituents and people across the country what I said before. Anything you do has to be based on data, evidence, facts. Mm-hmm. So you can speculate, but it's got to be the law and the facts and how they match up.
There you go. Nancy Pelosi with some reasonable responses.
Yeah, it makes me scratch my head, but I wonder if she knows what several other Democrats have already said, including I think it was Elizabeth Warren who said there's nothing there.
There's no pot of gold or pot of rubles at the end of this Russian colored rainbow. One more thing. If you were looking for a glimmer of hope out of CNN, well, you have one. Chris Cuomo challenging Nancy Pelosi on the Russian collusion case.
The collusion argument, which a lot of Democrats state as a fact, like, oh, the collusion case. There is no collusion case. We haven't seen any proof. And again, I know the investigation's not over. We don't know what evidence they have or don't have. But is there some criticism for Democrats in seeming to want to force this to impeachment?
I think of the Democrats, you see Adam Schiff, you see Senator Warner and others. I think they're very measured. What I've said to members, the only thing that matters are the facts and the law.
Mary, what is the picture that Nancy Pelosi is painting for you?
The picture that something is horribly awry, and what have they done with her? Who is she, and where is the real Nancy Pelosi? No, but this again is someone coming out, and I think maybe trying to prepare the base, because Nancy went on in that interview on The View to say, we all need to calm down as a country and wait for the facts to come out, which is not their MO. Their MO is to whip people into a frenzy based on emotion, devoid of facts. But I think they're being very cautious because they know that there is nothing there and they want to be reelected. They don't want their base to turn on them. You didn't impeach him when there was evidence. You said there was evidence. You said you could impeach him and you didn't do it. They don't want them coming after their base, turning on them and coming after them. So I think they're trying to tamper down expectations.
They don't want to overpromise and underdeliver.
Although
impeachment's a good fundraising tool. I mean, Democrats can make some serious coin just saying, I'm out to impeach the president. Give me money.
Which makes me think that they know that there's nothing there. They know what is coming in this testimony, and because they know what has been found so far in two investigations, not including the latest, which is the third, which is there is no there. They're riding the high of keeping their base whipped up, but they're at the point now where things are going to start to come out and they have to tamp down those expectations.
Yeah, well, for now, somebody put out a silver alert because we're trying to find the real Nancy Pelosi.
Exactly.
I don't know where she is.
It is 7:43 on WMAL.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, insurance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
So the wisdom is you should buy a new mattress every 8 to 10 years, and my husband and I had been ignoring the Valley and ours for way too long, and we finally broke down, and we decided we're going to get a new mattress. So we cleared out a Saturday afternoon because we knew it was going to take all day, and we went to Mattress Warehouse, and that is when Roy, our mattress master, introduced us to Bed Match. Roy had us enter some information into a computer right there at Mattress Warehouse, and you lie down on a mattress, and then you have to change positions a couple of times, and within 3 minutes, the computer had calculated our pressure points, our sleeping positions, and our weight distribution, and it matched it with their mattresses, and it gave us a list of 6 mattresses that were the best suited for us. So instead of 3 hours, it took us 3 minutes. We didn't have to spend the afternoon trying out every mattress in the store. With our mattress master, Roy, and the science behind Bed Match, we found the perfect mattress. Whatever your needs or price range, you too can find your match at Mattress Warehouse. So if it's time to replace your mattress, go to Mattress Warehouse, where they use science, not pressure, to match you with your perfect mattress. To find a Mattress Warehouse near you, you just go to sleephappens.com. That's sleephappens.com. It is 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And heading through town, we started off a little bit rough this morning in Northeast DC with a power outage. They had a lot of it restored. We're still having signal issues, so that means for the rush hour, getting through these intersections tough. Extra time for sure. So at least we know a couple areas: South Dakota Avenue, Bladensburg Road, where those lights aren't working, and a stretch along 17th Street between Bladensburg Road and Mount Olivet Road. So we're trying to get police at those intersections. If they're not there, treat as a four-way stop. Everyone's getting frustrated. Coming off of 50 in the BW Parkway onto New York Avenue, had the first crash near First Street, and then the broken down near Florida Avenue. So busy on New York Avenue. Each direction of the Southeast-Southwest Freeway below speed now. Leaving Springfield toward the Wilson Bridge, outer loop. In fact, delays are back through Newington to get past Van Dorn, where we had the crash, inner loop through Annandale, 66. No drama, just the volume through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks. And then you're okay as you come up through to the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of dry weather now, just a sprinkle of rain shower early today, and then we'll cool off a bit, at least briefly, one day, today, then start a warm-up. 70 this afternoon and mainly cloudy. We'll start to break up the cloud party tonight, 56 outside the Beltway cooler. A few clouds, 75 tomorrow. Friday, clouds and sunshine, low 80s. 90s are coming back over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 7:47 on WMAL.
We got some breaking news for you now. The President of the United States literally just tweeting, I will be nominating Christopher A. Ray, W-R-A-Y, a man of impeccable credentials, to lead the FBI. More details to follow. So we have a new director of the FBI being nominated. by President Trump. He's a former Justice Department official, Chris Wray. We're doing a quick bio scan here. We'll tell you more as we find out.
You'll hear the keys.
Yeah. He's a former Justice Department official. He's now working as a private attorney, and he was, of course, interviewed for the job. He served as Assistant Attorney General from 2003 to 2005. He was interviewed by President Trump recently, and Press Secretary Sean Spicer had confirmed that. He worked under James Comey, at the Justice Department for 2 years, and that was when Comey was the Deputy Attorney General. He's been a litigation partner at the King and Spalding Law Firm since he left the Justice Department in 2005. He's been referred to by Chambers USA as, quote, a renowned heavy hitter and a top-notch advocate who can provide counsel on the toughest issues. And he, quote, brings instant credibility and will give you straight answers without blowing smoke. And boy, could President Trump use a lot of that.
Absolutely. In 2003, he was nominated by George W. Bush as Assistant Attorney General in charge of the Criminal Division. And he's 50 years old. So he's young. He could do the 10-year term. You know, we don't have to worry about age and worry about whether he would age out of it. So that seems to me, and from what you have given us so far, sounds good.
Yeah.
We're going to have to wait to find out more.
Here's an interesting fact about him that I just spotted, which is that according to New Jersey papers, NJ.com, this Chris Wray, who, again, he's a former U.S. Attorney General, the assistant U.S. Attorney General, he represented Chris Christie in the fallout of the Bridgegate scandal.
Ah.
So there's that connection as well. Of course, Christie often talked about for various positions in the administration, but not for Christie. This one's for his attorney. So Chris Wray, again, Christopher Wray, W-R-A-Y, the president of the United States, just tweeting a few moments ago that he is nominating Christopher Wray to become the next director of the FBI.
I just keep thinking of Christopher Robin. I don't know why, but it just keeps coming through. But his name was on the original list for contenders for the FBI director's job, which I did not know. So he must have been down there on the list because his name was not familiar to most of us. So we probably didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it when it came through because we know Joe Lieberman, Trey Gowdy, John Cornyn, all those names we already knew. So, but they removed themselves from contention. So now he's going down the list. Digging in deeper.
And this is an important, I mean, this guy clearly has some breadth of experience transitioning back and forth from working in the public sector, working at the Justice Department at the Assistant Attorney General level, and now and then leaving and going working in private practice at the King and Spalding law firm. So some range there. We'll find out more about his biography in the days ahead. I'm sure by the end of this program, we'll have the most detailed write-ups all across the press of who the heck is Christopher Wray. We're going to know a lot about him, and this comes just a day before the last guy is set to testify on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, big criminal attorney, as we know, with Chris Christie, and he has a very good reputation for working in the criminal division. As you said, a very hard hitter. So,
I mean, that the relationship with Christie, though, there are going to be Democrats. They're going to be like, look, this guy defended Christie? How can he lead the FBI?
Well, he is one of the nation's top litigators, and he understands the prosecution of white-collar crime extremely well. The question is, does he want to leave private practice? I think that is going to... We expect the Democrats to obstruct no matter what. They could nominate Mother Teresa, and they would still obstruct. 751 on WMA.
I can't stand wimps.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
I'm not talking about people. I mean wimpy air conditioning. The air flow's weak, just isn't cold. Then there's strange smells and odd noises. Don't get me started. Why let it limp through another triple-digit summer when my stand-up guys can come whip it into shape for you? See, I'm talking hat-blowing, sweat-evaporating, frostbite on your nose kind of cool. And the best part is, a Snell Deluxe AC tune-up is only $79. Our repair works guaranteed, and all parts and equipment have ironclad warranties. No wimps in my operation. Now let's bring some cool. And by the way, if Snell tunes up your air conditioner and it breaks down anytime this summer, we'll come back out for free. Putting the AC into DC. Yeah, because when it comes to cranking up the cool, my stand-up guys always put it over the top.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Some say spring is the best time to sell your home. But consider this. The best time to sell your home is any season, as long as you're working with Frank Prindle and the associates of RE/MAX Allegiance. Here's an example. When Brent and Donna of Capitol Heights were ready to downsize from their 6,000-square-foot home, they knew Frank was the right choice. With Frank's exclusive marketing system, he secured them a full-price offer even before the home was listed. There's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Frank sells homes faster and on average for 8% more money than other local agents. That's why, in addition to Frank's thousands of satisfied customers, he's been endorsed by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity and maintains the exclusive support of real estate mogul Barbara Corcoran in Metro DC. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
That sound means it is 7:53, and it's time to see how your money is doing. It's time to check in at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Good Wednesday morning. Well, stock futures are mixed, pointing to a mixed open on Wall Street. More people applied for mortgages last week, up more than 7% from the week before. Interest rates on 30-year loans are the lowest since the election. Loan applications to buy homes hit the highest level in 7 years. Starbucks has officially introduced its new banana split frappuccino in Asia. Well, it's apparently just a secret menu here in the U.S. Another new one only in Asia for now is the Irish Cream Coffee Pudding Frappuccino. Apple is out with its first original show, Planet of the Apps, where inventors join with celebrities to create apps and win a spot in the Apple Store. The panel includes Jessica Alba, Gwyneth Paltrow, and will.i.am. The show is free in the App Store. And flash fare sales by airlines are on for the summer. Southwest announced one-way flights starting at $49. Spirit has a few at $25. There are restrictions and limited availability. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Ed Gillespie is the conservative who can win in November. Gillespie's running for governor to cut Virginia income tax rates for the first time in 45 years. It's a bold plan to put money back in the pockets of Virginia families while creating over 53,000 private sector jobs. Ed Gillespie helped write The Contract with America and started 3 successful businesses. He knows what it takes to put our economy back on top.
This is Ed Gillespie. Virginia should be first in the nation when it comes to economic growth and job creation. My policies will help get us there. Across-the-board tax cuts will help working families and help small businesses hire new workers. I'm Ed Gillespie, and I respectfully ask for your vote on June 13 so I can get to work creating good-paying jobs.
On June 13th, vote for Ed Gillespie, the conservative who can win. A governor for all Virginians. Paid for by Ed Gillespie for Governor.
It's 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, no change on Pleasant Valley Road. Now, you're not being blocked off before you get stuck in the mess and have to do a U-turn. So listen closely. If you use Pleasant Valley Road in the area south of Braddock Road, that's where they have it shut down completely. So commuters are heading south through that point, and then you're trying to make this tight U-turn and turn around. It is a mess. Also, Braddock Road picks up a lot of the volume as well, so plan for the extra time. On 50, John Mosby Highway, as you head inbound, eastbound 50, up toward Pleasant Valley Road, crash reported there. 66, without any incidents, we're pretty much solid, though. Manassas, Centerville, through Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. In through town, we've had problems in Northeast with several intersections dark from an earlier power outage, and crews still dealing with that power outage as well, especially along 17th Street between Bladensburg and Mount Olivet, South Dakota Avenue and Bladensburg Road. Those lights malfunctioning. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a terrible hump day. A lot of clouds around. Temperatures are going to cool off a bit now. A shower or a sprinkle of rain. Certainly no significant rainfall. And clouds should win this one. 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stichick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 62 degrees at 7:57 on WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
When you genuinely care about the people you serve, their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novak recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novak wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novak, it's always safety first.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables. Over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The Nation's Gun Show. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at showmastersgunshows.com.
And coming up on WMAL.
Corey Stewart is a candidate for governor in Virginia. And he'll be joining us when we get back to talk about this hot Republican primary and whether or not he has a shot at actually winning this thing.
And Hillary Clinton was on the road, and she was in Baltimore yesterday, and she gave a speech, totally trolled President Trump.